It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, golf courses were busy over the weekend.
I bet. Did you get out?
I did. I just did nine yesterday morning, real quick.
But nice.
Just a quick niner. Just
hey, did you walk it?
No. No. Evan. No.
Oh,
I took the cart. It's too cold to walk. No, yesterday morning is when I went. It was beautiful. Like, the wind was calm. It was nice to get out. But, this really is, the addiction is there. As soon as I got out, I was like, oh, yeah, here we are. This is good. It doesn't take long for you to go. The golf course is where I belong this summer. But we'll see how long it takes for me to mess that up miserably.
Did it go okay, though?
Yeah, it did. And everybody on the course was in such a good mood.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's just smiling ear to ear. Like,
if you're in a bad mood on a golf course, so there's an issue. It doesn't matter.
Oh, when. I've been on bad mood. You've never been in a bad mood on a golf course?
Not when I show up.
Well, no, but by about, you know,
golfing.
Fourth, fifth hole, then the bad mood might start sinking in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Duffing shots and going this way and that.
But I also noticed, too, the beer was flowing on the course.
Was it?
Yeah, there were a few people that passed by that were
crushing a few cold ones, as they say, Chad.
Definitely a few sheets to the wind, hey?
Were they?
Yeah, there was. I saw one guy peeing in the bunker, so.
In the bunker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not in the bush, by the bunker. No. Right in the bunker.
In the bunker.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So, Coachella happened over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. There's drama.
What happened?
Well, Grimes apparently freaked out. Technical issues at Coachella. Angry, screaming during their set.
Yeah.
Her set.
It's embarrassing.
Just real upset. And David, Damon Albarn as well. He blasted the crowd for being silent. You're never seeing us again, so you might as well effing sing it.
Yeah, I mean, first off, it's rather presumptive to think that everybody in the crowd knows Blur songs. Other than song two.
You've got Park Life, you've got Girls Beetle and Bum. Boys.
Beetlebum was a big song of theirs, too.
So that's really
it.
Like, yeah, there's more.
But even then, how, like, your average music fan is not going to know those lyrics.
No.
Like, that's pretty, yeah. People would be more likely to sing along to Gorillaz, Damon Albarn, than they would be to sing along to Blur.
Oh, they would know Gorillaz.
Especially
way better.
At Coachella.
Yeah.
Well, Gorillaz were at, they've been to Coachella recently, right? Wasn't it last year, the year before?
I can't remember.
But then they're also hailing the Sublime reunion. Sublime isn't reuniting.
Nah, it's
first off, that's not
kid.
Even, yeah, and it's not possible for Sublime to reunite.
Because he's dead.
Yeah, and also, they've been touring together with Rome forever.
But this is different.
Because it's, yeah.
It's Brad's kid.
Yeah, Jacob, yeah. And then No Doubt reunited. And by all accounts, put on a really good show.
Oh, did they? So I was just actually trying to look that up.
Yeah. I guess they did pretty good. But the one that stole the show, again, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Because they were at the show together.
They were there as fans.
And apparently, she didn't perform. And apparently Travis Kelce lifted her above his head, much like Simba gets lifted in The Lion King.
No.
To watch the show.
Is that what happened?
He lifted her up so she could see the stage.
Didn't put her
up. Like she couldn't find tickets close to.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey,
like she couldn't
you can have tickets anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come on. Enough with the publicity. Now we know what you're doing.
But here we are talking about it.
Damn it, they win.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So I try on some noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah.
And it's a weird feeling. You feel like you're almost in like underwater? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's really strange. It's a really weird feeling. And if you're like me and you're like, noise-canceling headphones almost make me feel a little nauseous, you're not alone. They say noise-canceling headphones are good to use, but in a moderate amount. You're not supposed to use them all the time because they do cancel out all the noise around you, but we actually need that little bit of background noise just basically to We've got like an internal gain system that turns up when we don't have a background noise. So it can mess up your neural pathways. And they say it can actually kind of even lead to tinnitus in the future. So it's good for your ears, but it's also bad for your ears at the same time.
Now, the noise-canceling headphones, because I don't have them either. Is it like they're always noise canceling, or is it like you press a button or do something to get them?
I think there's different ones.
Okay.
That can go, you know, go either way, but they say basically just use noise canceling when you need to. Okay. Like if you've got a loud background. So for instance, a plane would be a good place to have noise canceling headphones.
So good.
Right? Because you've got maybe a crying baby or even just sounds of the jet engines or whatever. Sometimes those noise canceling headphones can be really good for something like that.
Yeah, but dinner with the family, they're great for that.
Chad and Evan Daly.
What's up, brother?
You just love that. You love it.
My daughter hates it. I was doing that all weekend. She was just like, shut up! You're not supposed to know that line.
Because you're old. You're the elderly.
Special team, special players. I kept doing that. She's like, shut up!
Because you're an elderly man.
I know.
I'm a big fan of world records. Yeah. Both of us have our one favorite world record.
Yeah.
Fat twins on motorbikes.
That's right. Gotta love them.
The greatest world record of all time.
It is.
I don't feel like world records are like as cool anymore as they once were. Maybe they are. I don't know. Like Dude Perfect was breaking all those records forever. Or
everybody has a world record. Everybody has one, Evan.
Not everyone.
No, not everyone.
But these gentlemen do. 89 people. Now, this just happened at the National Beard and Mustache Championship in Florida for the United States. Because there is a world championship, too.
Okay.
These 89 people tied their mustaches together to set the world record for the longest mustache chain.
Right.
60 meters. It's about, I don't know, the length of a 20-story building.
60 meters.
Two blue whales.
Right.
That's about the size, just to kind of put that into perspective. So they beat their previous record. Their previous record was 150 feet, 10.75 inches.
Yeah.
Now, 190 feet, so it's over 59 meters. Yeah, so they beat it by a whole lot.
That's a lot of manly men in one area.
It is. And they had to have it connected for 30 seconds for the record to be valid.
Yeah.
And as well as be, let's see, proud owner of a beard, I guess, or a mustache, but beard, over 7.8 inches in length.
Why do I envision a whole bunch of old-timey weightlifters and bartenders?
I'm sure there's a lot of that, yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
One of the greatest video games, or a lot of people feel is one of the greatest video games, is Fallout, okay? And it is a good game. It's a fun game to play. But of course, there's a TV adaptation of the video game out now.
Real popular.
On Amazon. And some people are saying that Amazon kind of messed up. They released 8 episodes at once, and people are saying they shouldn't have done that.
A lot
of people are going back to it and saying that they should have actually released it 1 week at a time.
Well, it's like the old school thought, or like what happens with a lot of shows, I guess, now. Like, you use Yellowstone, which a very popular show that Chad will attest to.
What's that?
Yellowstone.
Of course. It's one of the best.
Yeah. They did that once a week, right? But that's not an original, I guess, for Amazon, or it's a Paramount show.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, though, that's... It does. It keeps you hanging. And actually, you know what? I didn't mind it because it gives you something to talk about throughout the week, because you go, hey, did you see the episode? Like it's that old school vibe, like where you get to go, everybody gets to discuss the last episode and then what's yet to come. What's coming up on the next one? And then everybody has their guesses as to what's going to happen.
I think the younger generation is so used to everything being released all at once. That they prefer that now. Where I am, I think the same thing. It's like, just release it weekly. It's way better.
But yet, I also get annoyed when they do that.
Right, because it's like, well, I actually would have had time to sit down and watch 2 episodes because they released.
There is convenience. You can't, damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Right.
But also, with Yellowstone, for instance, if we could be a little bit more consistent with the release schedule,
if they're like
not release half a season here and then say, oh yeah, we're going to release the other half of the season coming up later on this year, and then not release anything for like 2 damn years.
They're like the Tool of the television world, right? It's like,
That's right.
We're going to get a new Tool album.
Kevin Costner is like Maynard James Keenan.
Very, very similar.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The Phoenix Coyotes.
Arizona Coyotes.
Well, you know what I mean. Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sure.
Too. That's more specific.
The Coyotes, yeah.
So they're leaving.
Yeah, they're moving to Salt Lake.
The team was informed of this. The team is told they cannot talk to the media whatsoever.
Which is good because the media do not know that the Arizona Coyotes exist.
That's right.
Yeah.
They have one last game coming up here on Wednesday against the Oilers.
Right.
And that is at home at Mullet Arena.
Yeah. A venue that is like super small, like 5,000 people.
Thursday's when they're going to be making the announcement of all of this. But they've released the prices. You can go online and see them for yourself, you know, on StubHub or whatever. Prices for the game, tickets are going for, resale tickets are going for $2,600. Standing room only, $630. That's the cheapest. And then it goes up from there all the way up to $2,600.
Nobody cares. Why? Nobody has cared about that hockey team their entire existence.
Since their inception.
And now that they're leaving, people are so stupid. Like, and even then, like, say, okay, so say you spend $2,600 on tickets, all right?
Right.
10 years from now, what are you going to turn to your buddy and be like, hey, you know I was at the last Arizona Coyotes game at Mullet Arena.
Who
and they're
going
to go, I don't care,
well,
Steve.
I
don't care, okay?
There's a whole lot of different stipulations with this deal, apparently, like whatever the price was, right? Like, say $1 billion.
Okay. I'd be overpaying, but yeah.
No, well, maybe, but they, yeah. Anyway, so there's a chance that they could end up back in Phoenix in 3 years when part of the deal.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so if they end up building, it won't happen, but it will be interesting to see what they end up calling the Salt Lake City team. Assuming it'll be Salt Lake City. It'll be Salt Lake City, but.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They probably call them something stupid. Well, they already have the Jazz.
Yeah, that's a terrible.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Cicada apocalypse. That's what they're calling this.
Oh, yeah.
In the U.S. Okay, so they're saying that cicadas are going to be a major issue, mostly through eastern United States. But there are all of these broods coming up at the same time. And it's not very common that all of these it's like a 17-year cycle is what they say.
Yeah, they're zombie bugs.
Cicadas, they come out of the ground. And you're saying, oh, yeah, okay, big deal. No, I'm trillions.
Oh, they're saying trillions
cicadas.
Now.
Trillions of cicadas are coming up from the ground. And cicadas are ugly, too. They're gross-looking little.
And loud.
Yeah. So they're saying that these things will be insanely loud during the day. In some states, expected to start next month and right through June. States hit the most will be Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Maryland, Wisconsin, Missouri, Mississippi, Michigan. Yeah, the list goes on and on.
Birds are going to be full.
They say it's a double brood emergence. This is the first time in 221 years that the particular two broods of cicadas have emerged at once. You know what it's like here on the prairies when we get like a good grasshopper.
Oh, like, yeah.
You get those grasshopper summers where for some reason they're just all over the place.
You're driving down the highway and you can actually hear the crunching of them on the highway because there's so many
of
them.
Or you go out and they jump in they seem to want to jump in your mouth.
Your hair.
Oh, just everywhere. So I couldn't imagine what cicadas. I remember, I don't know if they were cicadas. Do we get cicadas here?
I don't know.
But there are those giant. Giant. When I was a gas jockey back in my day, I was a gas jockey.
Oh yeah, petroleum distribution engineer.
That's right. And there were these bugs that would hang out on like the canopy and the lights, and they would fall down and hit us. They were giant beetles.
Oh yeah, I know those beetles. They're like water beetles or something.
But they're giant. They're huge. They're like, and they felt like you were getting hit in the head with a golf ball. Those things.
Yeah, there's some real big beetles.
And then they would go down the back of your neck and your shirt.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Remember those hockey cards that were sold? All those 79 and 80 Opeachy hockey cards, 16 sealed boxes to be exact, found in Regina.
Yeah, the with Wayne Gretzky rookie cards, potentially. Yeah,
potentially 25 to 30 copies of Wayne Gretzky's rookie cards.
Right.
Okay. So it was sold to a guy by the name of Jack Arshosky of Thornhill, Ontario. So
is this just coming out who bought it? Or is this like...
Here's the reason they're releasing his name. Because you got to know where to go to buy them. You see, he is having a little bit of buyer's remorse over buying the $3.7 million cards. So he is now throwing it out there. For anybody, if you would like to buy these hockey cards, just give him a phone call. Methinks he has some regret.
Yeah, no kidding.
He hasn't opened them yet, so they're still sitting unopened in a Texas vault right now. Hmm. And he's thrown it out to Wayne Gretzky himself. He's thrown it out to Drake, Daryl Cates.
People with
also
money.
Also, Daniel Negreanu, the poker player.
Hmm.
He said, hey, listen, if you guys want to buy these hockey cards, they're right here. He says he wants a true hockey fan to enjoy these cards. That after he bought them, he had heard about one of the runner-ups who tried to buy the cards, who was devastated they couldn't get them. So now he's offering it to... No! You bought $3.7 million worth of hockey cards, and now you're regretting it. He said he'll accept just face value. So yeah, the $3.7 million.
He's definitely nothing but full of regret.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So here's something else. We all know the family remains anonymous as to where the cards were actually found. However, I mean, there's rumors. But here's something I didn't know. They actually took the hockey cards from Regina to down into, where did they drive them? Indiana?
Illinois?
Indiana, I think it was. In an armored vehicle to get them verified. They had to travel by armored vehicle to get these cards verified.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So just imagine. I know I've bought stupid things in my life and regretted it.
I bought a toaster that burns my face onto the bread.
You don't regret that.
No, I don't. You're right.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.